And Jensen, I know one game in particular that people are looking at here might be the White Sox against the Twins. And I just wanted to ask you very quickly about Davis Martin, because it was a great conversation with Greg Peterson earlier in the program as well. Where are you on him as a legit American League Cy Young guy? Is it the notoriety that holds him back, or do you think people with every passing performance will get to know him a little bit better?
Yeah, I don't think you can really deny, Dave, the statistics that he's put together. And just to give you an idea, when you compare him to American League starters right now, if we go through just, pitching wins above replacement, which I traditionally like to do just to kind of sift through some of the noise, only Cam Schlittler has a higher pitching wins above replacement amongst American League pitchers at 2.9 than Davis Martin does at 2.3. If you look at the rest of the guys that currently have a two or higher pitching wins above replacement, Joe Ryan of the Minnesota Twins is at 2.1. Kevin Gausman for the Toronto Blue Jays at 2.0. If you're looking at some of the deeper analytical statistics, field independent pitching is one that we really like to look at. That really allows you to kind of see if the actual ERA that guys have is what it should be. Expected ERA is a way to go through that. But field independent pitching really allows you to level the playing field when it comes to evaluating players on both sides. Cam Schlittler, a 190 FIP, a Davis Martin 229 FIP. You look at the expected ERAs, both of them have ones that should be higher. Schlittler has a 150 ERA, but an expected at 255. Davis Martin with a 204 ERA, expected ERA, a run and a half higher at 355. So you kind of take a little bit of each. They both do a really good job in strikeouts per nine. Cam Schlittler at 10.13, Davis Martin 9.63. They limit walks really well. Schlittler is at 1.63 walks per nine, Davis Martin at 1.75. So if you're looking at comparisons here, Dave, should Cam Schlittler be the rightful top choice for the American League Cy Young so far? I would agree with that. I had thrown in a 60-1 on or 50-1 on Davis Martin for a long shot AL Cy Young award weeks ago. He's making it stand up right now. He's 7-1 in 10 starts. And again, wins and losses, not necessarily as big of a marker or a differentiator when it really comes down to it. But you can see the odds already down to 30-1 for Davis Martin. It's basically been cut in half. And I agree with the market move. As it stands right now, Dave, we look at this matchup here between the Twins and the White Sox, Kendry Rojas against Davis Martin. When you look at the White Sox as a home favorite, which they'll be today, it is kind of funny to look and see that they've only been a home favorite twice in the major league season. Just think about that with where they've been. They are 1-1 in those scenarios. Looking at some total trends too, I mentioned to you after a loss, and we played that over 8.5 yesterday, the White Sox have been really good. They are 16-11 to the over as a home team. So might be a way to look at it, much more so the White Sox getting to Kendry Rojas and whoever else comes out of that Minnesota pen, more than Davis Martin surrendering to a Twins offense that, has had their inconsistencies here as of late.
And the most disappointing to me, at least in the American League, has been the Kansas City Royals, 12 games under at 22-34. They have the exact same record as the Detroit Tigers. And Jack Flaherty's on the bump today here for the Tigers. And I start to go, Jensen, at some point against Grayson Rodriguez and the Angels, and you got to lay $1.32 on the Motor City Kitties today. Are you going to start looking at Flaherty as trade bait? Like guys like that, if you're 12 games under, like what would be the point of keeping him around? We know the Dodgers, they did this trade a couple years ago, worked out for the Dodgers, and he came back to Detroit. Is that where we're starting to get here with Detroit and some of these frontline starters to go, why would they still be here past the trade deadline?
No, I don't think we're really close to that. And again, a lot of that predicated on where we are as far as the American League period. I mean, if you look at this wild card race, and as I said before, the largest division lead, at least for teams right now in the American League, it's 3.5 for the Guardians over the White Sox in the American League Central. Now, the Tigers and the Royals both 10 games behind. And so at this point, you know, remember last year we were looking at a 15 and a half game lead for the Tigers over the Guardians, and we know how that all ended up. Just food for thought for you. The Tigers and the Royals begin play just 5 games out of an American League wildcard spot today. So it's really hard for front offices to just sit there and say, oh, well, you know, the year's over, 2 months in, we got to start thinking about trading a Jack Flaherty or Tarek Skubal. I think the thing that would stand out to me more and be a little bit glaring if we're taking just the Tigers and the Royals in a case study, the Royals are minus 47 in the run differential. That is a number that will stick out like a sore thumb. The Tigers aren't great. They're at minus 25. But Dave, think about this. Only the Yankees, at least when you look at where the division leaders are right now, the Rays, the Guardians, and the Mariners, they are all at plus run differentials, and I don't think that is a surprise. Only the New York Yankees, of teams that are fighting for wild card spots, at least at the playoffs started today, the Yankees are plus 89. Every other American League team outside the division leaders has a negative run differential. That's how bad it's been for the American League and the junior circuit as a whole. It has really been, you know, teams that have not played consistently well. So with that in mind, and I know you like to look at the future side of things here, you know, you can kind of look down the board and look at a Baltimore Orioles team that's played a lot better. I mean, they just took it to the Rays and swept them right out of Camden Yards. The Rangers have been hanging around, albeit they're 5 games under 500. I know you talked about the Astros the other day. I don't know if I can get there with their offense, or at least with their pitching staff. Their offense is fine, but they're minus 41 in the run differential. Until they were to get pitching reinforcements, I don't know if I could buy stock in them. I would look, ironically, Baltimore at minus 41 in the run diff. That's a team that feels like if they need to make moves, Mike Elias at the deadline will do that because of the investment in Alonso, Taylor Ward. You know, they wanted to surround this group with more offense. But I think there's buy low opportunities in the American League for teams, you know, that haven't gotten off to a great start.
Well, I think that's a great way to look at it. Certainly for the boys in Charm City, 4 games under 500. They begin a series with the Blue Jays. You mentioned they just swept away the Rays. That is intriguing to me because I would look at that and say, well, they pushed some chips in the offseason. Why wouldn't they continue that trend here versus teams that I'm looking that might be on the other side of that equation that we talked about here? With this series continuing or starting today against the Blue Jays, where are we on Baltimore? Not just today, but again, maybe that's a team we could buy on to potentially make a wild card run.
Yeah, again, they were my pick to win the American League East. You know, if that comes to pass, then they have really turned it around in a big way. Patrick Corbin, Chris Bassett, the matchup today. When you kind of look at where Baltimore has been as a home favorite, and again, just kind of looking at some totals here that kind of stand out. Baltimore 9-7-1 as a home favorite. When you look at Toronto away from Rogers Center, and especially when they are a road underdog, it has been a little bit tougher for them, and it is only 5-4 to the under, but I would back more of the momentum play here and the way that Chris Bassett and this Orioles offense has been. Inconsistencies with where Toronto has been. Yes, Patrick Corbin has been a bit better in recent stretches, and I think you stay with the hot hand. I think the O's might be the play there tonight.
I got to tell you this, too, just looking down and seeing the Blue Jays are odds on to make the postseason at $1.15, and yet you can get plus 230 on Baltimore. I think you know where I'd be putting my money right there if you're looking in the futures market here, as I will be. Certainly, I think with potentially getting more additions to that pitching staff, plus 230 might be the way I'd want to play it if you're looking at those two teams in specifics. Great stuff as always, Jensen. When we come back, going to catch up with the maestro, Mike Palm. And I do wonder about some of the liabilities now that it's starting to crystallize a little bit, certainly in the NHL side of things and the NBA side of things, as we're down to the final 3 right now in each respective league. Could be down to 2 as soon as tonight here in the NBA. We'll have that discussion next right here on VSiN by the Books.